How come WTMA wasn't beaten by anybody else? Why did they stay on top for so long as a top 40 station in the 60s and 70s?
Well, I think it may have been owed to the fact that we did not turn over a lot of people in the critical period. John Trenton, I think John did Morning Drive there for, 10 years. And then he became like a general manager type. Bob Nash was there forever. We turned over some people in midday and in the evening hours, but even then, a number of the people were there for a very, very long time, which you usually don't find in radio anymore. You get a lot of quick turnover. Gosh, we ran contests, some of which now I don't even think they allow. One particular one I remember, I was working 7 to midnight, and the Doc Savage movies came out in the early 70s, back when the old Ultravision Theater was the theater in Charleston. And so the movie promoters gave us 1,000 movie marquee posters that pre-publicized the movie. And I remember John came to me one night, just before I was about to go on at 7, and he said, "Give these away. I don't care how you do it. You can, the first 1,000 callers, just get them out of here." Okay, so that's essentially what we did. And we sat there and said, okay, for the next X number of callers that call, you get a free Doc Savage movie poster. About 15 minutes later, the Bell system called and said, "What are you people doing?" It seems that when we did that, we blew out 4 telephone exchanges in the Charleston area. I mean, shut them down.
Wow.
So many people trying to call. And that has always just seemed phenomenal to me, that kind of loyalty is exhibited to radio station. And we had good production values and, spent some money and just really had fun with it.
Carol King's Fantasy. Corazon, which is Portuguese for heart. I thought I'd throw that in. A little culture for you this afternoon. 19 after 2 o'clock with Keith Nichols and Charleston Friday at the Mighty TMA, talking to Tommy Watson of 101 Trad Street in WTMA's Mess Around the Mistletoe Contest. Tommy, if the number of kisses you want matches the number you get, you're a winner. So for $10, how many kisses would you like? And please choose a number between 1 and 7.
4.
Number 4, good luck.
A 1. A 2. A 3. A 4.
Okay, you two, that's enough.
Hey, Tommy, you're $10 richer.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. Let me tell you what you do now. You come by our studio sometime during the week between 9 and 5. Give me your name. We'll have a $10 check for you. Congratulations and Merry Christmas.
Back when the competition wasn't nearly as fierce as it is in radio now, and the number of stations were less, something clicked with the audience out there, and we just had a ball. I know in the summers, if you were a local advertiser in June, July, August in Charleston, you almost could not buy a commercial on WTMA. We were sold out with regional and national business, Coca-Cola, Coppertone, Dairy Queen, all those summer-related activities, and for substantial money. And I know that the station was profitable for a very, very long time.
What do you remember most about WTMA during your time there? What are some of the memories that you could share?
The really interesting one was another guy named John J. Scott, who took over as program director after John became general manager. And the great snowstorm of 1973, people remember that, where they had like 2 feet of snow in Sumter and Orangeburg, and we had like 8 inches here in Charleston. Of course, it shut this place down for a number of days. I mean, just nobody could move. John Scott and I were sort of stuck at the radio station. And so we cranked up the old gasoline generator and commenced to continue on for almost 18 hours before any relief got there with some more gasoline, because it was really funny. As the generator would get low on gas, this is back in the days, folks, where we played 45 RPM records. Things like CDs didn't exist. And it would go from like 45 RPM down to like 38 and then back up. And it was fun. It was like a big family. Not only did everybody work together well at the station, we got together socially as a group on a lot of occasions. The management gave us basically free rein to be creative and, try something. And it wasn't that it must follow this format and everything must be exactly as this, that, and the other. And we just free-formed it and went out and had a good time. And I think that was part of the reason for our success, is people knew that we liked one another and it showed on the air, and that we were having fun and trying to project that to them so that they could have fun too.
WTMA.